A public board is spending more money to study a potential Missouri River pipeline to the Black Hills, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The board is the West Dakota Water Development District. Its members recently voted to spend almost $80,000. The district is working with Cheryl Chapman from consulting firm Banner Associates. She says most of the money will go to a water usage study.
A needs assessment that really can show, you know, what would be involved, who would be interested, how much water would be required.
A small amount of the money could be used to set up a new nonprofit coalition. The coalition would consist of the Water District and other interested cities and water groups. Pennington County, Rapid City, Box Elder, and Deadwood have already expressed formal support for further study. The West Dakota Water Development District started the effort. The district covers the portion of Pennington County west of the Cheyenne River. Property owners there pay a small tax to the district. The district's board has already spent about $25,000 with Banner Associates for initial research and coalition building. The board also paid about $37,000 for a prior study by South Dakota Mines professors and students. That study said the Rapid City area could suffer water shortages in the future. The city currently gets its water from Rapid Creek, Pactola Reservoir, and wells. West Dakota board member Nathan Jovic compares the pipeline effort to the Lewis and Clark pipeline on the east side of the state. That project is 30 years old and still not finished.
We needed to start this probably a decade ago, but be that as it may, here we are. We need to move this thing forward.
The mine study said a Missouri River pipeline to the Black Hills could cost $2 billion and would likely require congressional funding. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.